The choice of Vietnam to host this week's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is full of symbolism. Like North Korea, Vietnam is a one-party communist state that fought bitterly against the U.S. Since that war, Vietnam has made peace with the U.S. and prospered. Now Kim is seeing the results firsthand. From Vietnam, Michael Sullivan has more.
In 1967, during what the Vietnamese call the American War, North Korean pilots secretly fought alongside their communist comrades, flying combat missions against American bombers in the skies over North Vietnam. Some of the North Koreans who died were buried here, about an hour from the capital, where caretaker Duong Van Dao opens the gate to a modest memorial. 14 headstones, the names of the dead etched in Korean on one side, in Vietnamese on the other. He lights some incense and says a quick prayer. The memorial doesn't get many visitors these days, he says. The bodies were actually repatriated more than a decade ago, but the headstones remain to honor the dead.
They were foreigners. They came to fight for our country, and they died for our country. So this memorial is to remember their sacrifice.
But all that, the caretaker says, is in the past. More than 58,000 American lives were lost, with over 3 million Vietnamese dead or missing. But the U.S. and Vietnam are now friends, he says, having normalized relations 20 years after the war's end. That decision, says economist Lê Duong Juan, still baffles visitors from Pyongyang.
The North Korean delegation is all the time asks me, why did you normalize the relation to the U.S.? You have been fighting for so long. How did you do it?
The simple answer, the advisor to several Vietnamese prime ministers says, was necessity. Like North Korea now, post-war Vietnam was crippled by economic sanctions and a trade embargo by the U.S. Something had to give.
I have told them we never forget the past. But now we look to the future, and Vietnam must develop the economy, must industrialize, and it's the best way to have a normal and friendly relation to the U.S.
And that policy has helped make Vietnam's economy one of the fastest growing in Asia over the past two decades. And best of all, perhaps, from dictator Kim Jong-un's perspective,
he will see the development of the economy under the one-party ruling, Communist Party rule.
Wong Ngoc Zhao is director of the Institute for Policy, Law, and Development Studies in Hanoi. He says the Vietnamese model should appeal to the North Korean strongmen.
He can, you know, give some more freedoms for the market economy, freedom for the people in private sector, and at the same time, he can keep the political power. He can learn this from Vietnamese Communist Party.
Dinner time, downtown Hanoi. I'm standing outside the hole-in-the-wall restaurant where former President Obama and Anthony Bourdain famously sat down for a meal of bún cha and a beer a few years back. But tragedy. The place is closed. Renovations, they say. Kitchen fire, say the neighbors. Let's try to talk to some people anyway. Inside the coffee shop next door, tour guide Wong Dui Ling is also unhappy. One of his favorite restaurants is closed.
I just come here for the food. Actually, before Obama is here, this is also quite famous restaurant in Hanoi. But it's not for tourists, only for local Vietnamese. But when Obama here, it's like a bomb, boom.
He reckons the Trump-Kim summit might raise Vietnam's profile on the world stage and help bring more tourists. The coffee shop's owner, Nguyen Minh Hung, isn't sure. He doesn't think President Trump will show up at the restaurant this week, but he does think North Korea's Kim should learn from Vietnam's example and make peace with the U.S.
They will have to do that to survive, because North Korean people have been suffering abject poverty for so long, just as we did. So I think they need to change, to follow Vietnam's path.
If not, he says, ordinary North Koreans' lives are just going to get worse. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Hanoi.